Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Fear here and declare your independence from me here in the Hancock in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey! Talking to Dr. Frank Tamburri. Trump report. What we're going to do is I get caught up on a bunch of stuff that's going on. There's a bunch of stuff going on. Frank's got a bunch of stuff he wants to tell us what's going on. So, what we're going to do is I'm going to start with Frank. Frank, what's going on, man? What's going on?
Let me ask you a question. I'm just curious. This is the kind of loaded.
Oh my God! I get to talk. Here. Okay, go ahead.
I know. Well, he's like birthday present for you. Happy Christmas. What do you think? It's not trying to be a trick question, but what do you think was the highlight of this week? Either a specific thing or just a big picture. I don't know. What have you noticed this past week?
It literally has been just headlines for me. I haven't had time to do. We were down in southeastern Arizona on a homestead build. You know, a group that we got to visit. You know, three homesteads and different building techniques, and just got back last night and. It was busy. I was busy boy. And, you know, getting dirty and achy, breaky back and all kinds of stuff. So I wasn't paying attention as much other than the headlines. And Donna and I just send the headlines to staff to put, you know, up. But the only ones that I listened to were more philosophical. You know, what's going on? Psychologically, what's going on, the people, what's going on, you know, what the long-term picture getting ready, kind of, you know, the little minutiae of every freaking, and I don't care, you know. So it's, you know, because it goes like this. Are there wars and rumors of wars? They keep doing that and threatening them, kind of need to get more. Are there wars and rumor of wars in land? Yep. Gates keeps buying up more stuff, and they keep putting more restrictions, and you're not allowed isms, which is one thing I want to talk about, the mood of the people that went to these building classes and went from all over the Southwest, and they, you know, I could see it coming. I mean, you can feel it. So it's a race to get ready. You know, it looks like... we're ready to make an offer. We've been dealing with the land. Donna is negotiating whatever, and she came across another piece of property that she's leaving here in a minute to go look at before we go making a final greater super duper whatever offer on some of the other land. But it looks like within next week or two, we're going to be committed. And I saw this other one that, you know, but it seems very promising, you know, and I'm going, ooh, that might compete with this other one. I really like this one, 20 acre that we got, but she found another one that has a lot of promise. So she's going to go check that this morning, do her real estate thing. So we picked up a bunch of the building material that we ordered. These Hyperdobe bags is a large part of the foundation, the lower walls of what we're building with the dome ceiling on top. And that's a long story. But so we got a whole trailer full of that, you know, literally 3 miles worth of this stuff. I'd, you know, I'd build you a house, you know. So we're got to do a soil test on the other one and different stuff. It's just a thing. So that's what I've been focusing on. The news, you get into the energy thing. You know, there's a lot of tech stuff that's coming up. Starship's going to launch tomorrow. Me and Bob are going to be, we're going to be all Starship tomorrow. You know, it's going to, woo, Starship 2 going to orbit. That's going to change a lot of things. A lot of things. A lot of things. So we're going to be doing that. Then we have, you got energy, you got war, you have communications advancing, electrical power, they're doing, they're getting some fusion reactors or starting to, you know, produce some surplus power, different wave stuff that I'm like, why weren't they doing that anyway? And, you know, it's just a lot of, and hydrogen, you know, hydrogen, this is how it's gone. I'm going, man, hydrogen, this is all BS. I don't know how in the hell they're going to distribute it, make it more worth the power put in to crack it, you know, from water. And then it started doing some research because Bob said something. And he goes, look, you got to have a base load for, you know, like to keep the grid charged at a certain level. And you can't be doing that with solar and wind. And, you know, you better have a crap ton of batteries, you know, and they're going up and down. Because a nuclear power plant, you put it on max speed, warp speed, and it freaking goes. And it creates that base load that you have, you know, day and night sort of thing. So when they need a peaker, then they got these natural gas ones, you know, gas turbine engines. They just, you know, push a button and it starts and you're up and going in minutes. And then, but for the sun comes to go, like the last couple of days here in the Phoenix area, it's been cloudy, you know, so I haven't been making that much solar power. And then you got wind and the machines keep wearing out and they're burying them in landfill. The wind thing is just, for what you get out of it, way too much maintenance, way too much land. It's just that's not the application for large grid applications. I mean, if you want to have your farm has a windmill and you want to deal with the maintenance and the cost to put, you know, see what happens. So I'm not really keen on that. But solar in certain places definitely makes sense. But when it have all these solar fields they're putting up out here, I mean, the desert is getting covered with solar, which is fine, you know. So we got a bunch of solar, but it doesn't balance out the grid. So then Bob made this, and I started doing some research, come to find out this is way more in development than I understood. What they're doing with the excess power, whether it comes from the solar, the hydro, the nuclear, whatever, what do you do with that? You know, if you don't have batteries to bank it or heating some sand or, you know, putting weight up a mountain or something or gravity, use later banking some gravity big rock or whatever, you know, then it's wasted. So they're taking that wasted excess and making hydrogen with it. So now you're taking excess electrons and doing what with it? You got to do something with it. So it looks like they're going to be between L.A. and Phoenix in the southwest, right here, I-10 out by the nuclear power plant. There's going to be, you know, this Canamex highway, all that stuff, hydrogen cargo trucks. And that's what Nikola, my son-in-law, and one of my sons work for Nikola, doing, you know, the hydrogen fuel cell battery thing and everything. And I'm always, I don't know, man. When you get that fuel distribution thing, let me know, you know. And they're head down plow making it go work. So then what do I find out? That the Palo Verde Power Plant, they have the big switching yards here that they built for the plant, and there's 3 reactors at Palo Verde. Well, it was made to do, I think, 9. You know, there's a bunch that they just keep building them, and they just stopped. You know, it takes decades, with a D, decades to get a nuclear power plant done and through the process and built and online from the time you say go. So all that regulatory, it's like you were launching a starship or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The government coming in want to explain it to you. So I'm just like, what the crap? Now, this is, so I see that as a future thing. Breeder reactors, thorium, you know, reactors, more nuclear power plant fusion coming on. That's going to, the energy thing is going to change. And all you need to do is watch one movie. I think it's called Chain Reaction with Keanu Reeves and Morgan Freeman. Keanu Reeves, Morgan Freeman. You watch that movie, Chain Reaction. And it's all about how government-sponsored programs, they got to where they had an efficient fusion reactor, and they, them, those of the energy of we be Exxon, you know, inside the CIA kind of crap, you know, made sure it didn't get out. We, whoop, nope, can't have that. It would, you know, upset the political apple cart, you know, so then they kill people and whatever, and you make a movie. But this is what's going on. One thing I wanted to, on this energy thing, when do you get the peace sign that has a vertical line that goes top to bottom, and then it has two lines, like a 45-degree angle, about, you know, two-thirds of the way down from the top and go out? That peace symbol stands for ND, nuclear disarmament, because when you do the flag thing on Navy ships, you know, they got the flags and they're, you know, optical, you know, they're doing signals and different letters, and it's kind of like a visual Morse code, you know, you can see them do it. Well, if you have the flag straight up and straight down, I think that's the N, and then you put them down, your arms down at a 45-degree angle, that's the D. So that peace symbol stands for ND, nuclear disarmament. That's what that was about. Well, this whole thing was taken over, co-opted, and pushed, and funded, and whatever, by your friends at, you know, British Petroleum, and Exxon, and Texaco, and whatever. So, you look behind, you scratch the surface, you look behind the scenes, and you start to see where the money's coming from. Where I got a lot of this, amazingly, was Planet of the Humans by Michael Moore, okay? And what was interesting is that Al Gore, Mr. Environmentalist, pushing for biomass energy, and we got to burn the biomass. Well, you're thinking, like, what does that mean? Your junkyard? Your sawdust from a mill? You know, your apple peels? Your banana peels? What? What are you talking about? Come to find out, we're traveling around on the bus, going places, and I see all this wood. I mean, it's just kind of smaller. It's only like 6-8 inches of these tree trunks, you know, so I don't know where they're getting all these trees, and they're just clearing forests of these little trees and just clear-cutting whatever. I go, what the hell are they doing? Biomass. They're chopping down trees to burn. And I'm going, Al Gore? I mean, what the crap is that? You see it up in Washington State. You see it up in New England. I'm going, you are kidding me. They are stripping wood, forest, you know, the trees, to burn them to make energy. Brought to you by Al Gore. You know, so wow, okay? I did not know that. So then it comes out that all of this is just they, them, those, maximizing, making money because they can. And they got that kind of approved as a green thing. Then you get Bill Gates, you know, wanting to buy up forest so you can burn it or bury it in the ground. What the crap are these? These people are insane thinking we are that insane, you know? So this, once it gets to a certain saturation point, no, there's no inflation. It's not inflation. You know, pay no attention to the inflation. And at some point, you got to go, man, it's time to hunker down and occupy the freaking land. You know, this is, I am so on this. It's going to be my focus, you know, my next big activist thing. After we do this Black Friday, we have Black Market Friday, you know, We have the day after Thanksgiving is when we start the distribution of the trash can flyers or the Christmas cards at the malls and everything, and the signs going up of the project that Corbin and I are working on. So this is going to be a thing. Well, the printing gets done early mid next week. You know, got to get it in by end of this week, make sure I get it in time. And then I'm going to be in trouble. But, you know, I don't do anything wrong. It's just that they don't care. And the kind of stuff that we've done over the decades of activism and putting up signs and Levolution and all that kind of stuff, bypassing the media censorship controls, if you bypass it with actual physical on the ground, putting material up that link QR codes and link to a landing page of ha-ha-ha-ha-ha made you look, they don't like it. They do not like it, especially when I use on the trash can flyers the Total Information Awareness logo and everything. So this is where I'm at. That's how I see the world. It's already turning. It's happening. The battle is on. It is between, you know, the believers and lovers of government and those that go, not so much. And then they keep going, ministers go, well, you got to have, you know, some government. I mean, you know, what if you didn't have any government, you wouldn't have any government. I mean, then we wouldn't have any government, you know. And that argument is just getting really thin when you see that it's this collectivization of taking your money and delegated authority that you gave them to beat you over the head, you know. And I'm this, they're not, no. And it's supposed to protect you from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, they're not doing either, you know. So that's not unexpected, you know, to a good, been around long time libertarian, anarchist, voluntarist, leave me aloneist, whatever, understand what's up. This is how it happens. So I'm going, okay. So now it's becoming realization for everyone, and they and those don't want you escaping. Certainly in your mind, the general public opinion that you guys suck, you are the cause of wars, you are the cause of inflation, you are the cause they have lower standard of living, you are the cause of Johnny can't read, you are the cause of all of the strife and all of this division and all of this separation. When we are united, we would fly. And I just, like, get out of the way. And then one of the best examples of that, Starship. Starship sitting there ready to go and save humanity and the planet and go to the other, kind of bite me. And they're like, well, you know, your water deluge system might drown a snail or something. I'm really so done. I'm not trying to massage it anymore. I don't want to, you know, fix it. It's already fixed. So every time I look at the news, I can't, it just reinforces what I already know, that they're just going to be stupid. You know, they're just stupid. Here we had Russell Brand and Alex Jones. Okay. Just to say those in the same sentence is interesting right there. This is round one of my conversation where we spoke about Alex's predictions that did come true, why independent voices get targeted, the globalist agenda, and much more. So we are at the end is the title of it, and they are Brandon Jones. I don't think they released it yet. This is like a teaser, and Donna put this up. So when you got Russell Brand and Alex Jones, you know, doing this kind of thing, I'm wow. You just get a wow from me. So that's how I see it. You know, there's, you know, all kinds of stuff we put up there. Permaculture in the Sahara Desert. All right, I think that's of importance. The hydrogen fuel is gaining traction with truckers, and we explain how that might happen. Then you get, Xi Jinping coming from China to San Francisco, and they have to power wash all the streets and, I don't know, gave a bus ticket to all the homeless. I don't know what the heck they did with them. They'd be dead for all I know. But they get rid of all the homeless and scrub the streets, and, you know, China comes in and you go to Newsom. You did that just because you want to clean it up for the communists coming to San Francisco. They go, yep, that's exactly what we did. stand? You know, I'm like, all right. Then you have the battle for the Second Amendment. Democrats introduced another bill to restrict and track ammo sales while criminalizing straw purchases, which means somebody goes and buys a bunch of ammo, you know, for them and their friends, you know, kind of thing. Nope. So this is, then you're going to have monetary controls too. And they already started this a decade ago or so. They had, the credit card companies were disapproving or flagging or sending the information that you use their credit card to buy guns or ammo. You know, I'm sure they're still doing that. Oh, and we get it. Here comes. Okay, wait, let me see if I can do this. Desktop. Yeah. Okay, here it comes. We have Charles, the first pictures of new Canadian coins featuring King Charles's portrait. He finally made it on the money, but it's coins. Okay? It's coins. Are they going to do it on the paper money? Hell no. They're not going paper. You know, that's what, that was the biggest thing. I could see, I'm going, what? Charles been waiting all this time to be king, and then they don't put, he's not putting up his picture on the money? What the heck, man? Did he have any confidence? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Good point.
So now they're doing it. Yep, here we go. It's going to be.
Wait. The thing is, and honestly, just insult to injury, not only is not going to be paper money, but if they put them on the coins. And of course, that also includes all the gold coins, because all of us that have gold coins, we all are very familiar with the queen on all these coins, whether it's Canadian,
I bet you they have a premium or
the Island of Man. But the point is, by the time they put King Charles's picture, you know, portrait on the coins, gold will be so much money, no one will be able to afford that either. No one's going to have his picture anywhere.
It's just tells you how they are. Okay, here's the story. Biden DOJ quietly hires more lawyers for vaccine injury suits. The dam is broken. Once you, in the law, if you knew or did something wrong or you had some liability or you had prior knowledge and you did the vaccine thing anyway, all of a sudden, boom, your liability protection goes away. Well, it's been pretty freaking obvious, a lot of evidence on it, and here comes the log jam. So there's going to be suit after, but Big Pharma is not going to have to pay for it. It's going to be supported by your tax dollars. It's going to defend, you know, the vaccine programs and pharma. And all. It's just more of the same. I mean, oh, my God. Then they have, let's see. Washington has decided that a dominant U.S. presence in the Middle East is key to whatever. You know, what has it not been? You know, this is, and then you get.
Wait. Who stated that?
It's Paul Craig Roberts. Paul Craig Roberts was in the cabinet of Reagan, you know, and he has his own blog that he does, you know, just from the inside. Let me tell you what's up. And so I put his stuff up because he has a unique perspective. I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, just so you know, for the audience, when I get my turn, we're going to talk a lot. I really wanted to explore the Middle East issue quite a bit. But it's interesting. Yeah, I mean, for you, you're able to just pick one name out of a hat. I mean, it's a very fascinating watching this unravel the entire world.
It's all a game. It's a plan. It's
I know. Well,
it's puppets, man. It's just shadows on a cable.
But there's more going on with that of what this is representing.
Yeah, but it's
just, we'll get to that.
Okay, let me go ahead and finish. All right.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
U.S. USA News update. In the latest poll, former President Trump holding a lead over President Biden in the White House race. According to the Harvard Caps Harris poll, Trump has 48% support to Biden's 41%. Reports indicate intense fighting in the vicinity of another hospital in northern Gaza on this, the 45th day of the Israel-Hamas conflict. UN officials disclosed that 31 premature babies were evacuated from the hospital Sunday, but a number of staff and patients remain inside. President Biden presided over the White House's traditional turkey pardoning ceremony this morning.
I hereby pardon Liberty Ann Bell. All right. Congratulations, birds.
The pardon ensures that the birds will be spared from being cooked and served for this year's feast. John Schaefer, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
From the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
This hour, Declare Your Independence on the Free Talk Live Network is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is a cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Let's talk about your positive experiences using Dash. Dash has transaction fees that are less than 1 cent. Dash transactions are instant, irreversible, and are protected from 51% attacks by its chain locks technology. Dash is the world's first decentralized autonomous organization. BitRefill allows for discounted purchases at national retailers. We want to thank Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use. Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're talking with Dr. Frank Tamburi. We've done the Trump report since the summer of 2015 of Trump coming down the escalator, and it's turned into a cultural view of America and the world. And this particular show was taped on the 16th of November, just this last Thursday. Now, this was prior to the election just yesterday, Sunday the 19th, of Javier Milei, a narco-capitalist, just an anarchist, to the president of Argentina. Now, this is just a worldwide cultural phenomenon that we're starting to see, and we've been tracking culturally what's happening around the world on the Trump Report. We don't do a lot of politics. I mean, of course, you know, we're heavily involved in a lot of areas and so on, but I just see what's happening as a cultural thing. And we've been discussing that in pop culture, movies, magazines, newspaper, comic books, TV shows. We've really had a preemptive look at what's coming and what's here. So that's what this discussion is about, going over the news and so on. Now, normally we do at least 3 to 5 hours. You know, this particular show is over 4 hours long. If you want to get the whole thing, go to Declare Your Independence with ErnestHancock.com or FreedomsPhoenix.com, and at the top right you'll see the link to the shows. The little banner ad there, and it goes in, and it's November 16th, 2023 is the full show. Now, this is just a snippet. I wanted to give you guys just the fun that we have, and we're not going to be able to get the whole show in there, of course, you know, probably like half of it, but you'll get the idea of how we view the world. Now, Frank made the mistake of give me first crack to talk, so it went on for a while, but he gets his say, you know, he gets his say. We'll sure be able to get that in there. Enjoy.
But there's more going on with that, of what this is representing.
Yeah, but it's just...
We'll get to that.
Okay, let me go ahead and finish. All right. Let's see. Iceland has a volcano that's about freaking ready to go. All of a sudden, cracks in the streets, thousands of earthquakes, you know, up to like 7.6, and it's just like... So they're like, you know what? I think we need to evacuate. You know, you probably should... Vesuvius is about ready to go, man. You know, Pompeii's going to get buried. Here we go. So they're... and it's been a regular thing. I remember in the 70s, when I was a kid, you know, Iceland went through this phase and, you know, laid waste to a lot of stuff. So, all of a sudden, around the world, there's a bunch of volcanoes. Oh, you'll like this. You'll like this. This is good. I go, you know, it's time. I don't remember where were we. I think we were this weekend when we were at the hotel room or something. Because we didn't take the bus. It was cheaper to just get a hotel and pay for the diesel, I mean. But, so we're in there and I go, let's watch Mel Gibson and Julia Roberts. And what was the movie they were in? Mel Gibson and Julia Roberts was in a movie together. Mr. Movie Man, do you know what it was?
That sounds like the chick flick, so I probably didn't see it.
Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson and Julia Roberts, okay?
I did not see that one.
So, oh, you haven't seen that? Oh, that's classic.
No,
man.
No.
Yeah, it's about... And Jean-Luc Picard was in it. God, what's his name? Patrick Stewart.
So Patrick Stewart?
Yeah,
No. Hey, you got it wrong. It's Sir Patrick Stewart.
Stewart.
Right. Go ahead.
Sir Patrick Stewart. Okay, so Stewart and Julia Roberts and Mel Gibson. So that's probably a good enough reason to watch it right there. So it's all about MK Ultra, and he gets triggered. You know, he has all these conspiracies and whatever. You go watch that, and... You know, he's a cab driver, and anybody that's in his cab, he's always telling them all these conspiracies. But the thing was, is that you watched that, and that was done in like the late 90s or something. All of the conspiracies are now true. You know? It's just, it's amazing. That's why I wanted to watch it. It was kind of funny. But one of the things that he had in there, one of his big deals, he goes, did you ever notice when the shuttle goes up and the shuttle does this and the shuttle and then there's earthquakes? He was tying earthquakes with shuttle experiments or something. So now they have that XP whatever space plane secret Air Force thing that they're always launching and whatever. And then I see earthquakes and volcanoes and all that kind of stuff in Iceland. I'm going, oh.
Fires in Mali.
Yeah. What's that space plane? Where's it at? What's it doing? You know. So anyway, so that's why I thought of that, because that movie, Conspiracy Theory, which, you know, did. Oh, and I guarantee Frank is going to be all over this one. K
Candace Owens gets fired from the Daily Wire.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm like, what the heck?
Wait. She's not fired yet. Did that just break? I mean, they're going back and forth, but she's not officially fired. Not yet.
This is a Mark Dice thing. Candace Owens.
Yeah, I know. We'll break that down.
Okay, break that down.
Just for the record, it's the last thing that Ernie will give a crap about. This is not about some internet personality.
You're correct, sir.
But these are all highlighting a deeper theme, more meta that I want to jump on. But yeah, that is right. Go ahead.
You haven't mentioned
Marvel yet either. You haven't mentioned Marvel.
Third rail Israel. You're so freaking not allowed. Ben Shapiro, Jewish, his little yarmulke thing, Daily Wire, gets his money and support from something. And I guarantee it's not from evangelical Christians, okay? So he's up there doing his thing. Candace Owens comes in and didn't, you know, love on Israel enough. I don't even know. Frank's going to break it down for us. It's a third rail Israel. You know, that was why I first started doing radio in 03, and we're going to the land invasion in Iraq is when that started and everything. And they're going, oh, you can't. I bring on the vice president of the National Association of the Zionist, whatever the hell, which is an attorney here in Scottsdale. All right, explain it to me. Explain why, you know, I shouldn't, out of principle, should not be giving any of my money to foreign countries and everything, especially if they're Islamic, but that doesn't apply to Israel. Explain it to me. Well,
So Ernie, we're definitely going to jump back to this, a little bit later. But I want to ask you about the Mark Dice issue and this Israel. Just a quick little point. What is the Mark Dice keeps talking about the one topic that you cannot talk about. I mean, there's a bunch of them, of course. But he's talking about the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, right, APAC, which apparently is like one of the most powerful, PACs in D.C., and all the money there goes to all the politicians to support Israel. And I'm sure Nikki Haley is like number one on the list, the way she's just nonstop every tweet, right,
that's
about this.
Weird.
So I didn't realize this was another third rail. I haven't even really heard of them myself, my ignorance. Do you know much about them? Are they really that much of a they can't talk about a consortium? I don't understand
about
why.
Them. I missed it. Talk about what?
Yeah, I mean, Mark Dice, two videos where, I mean, Mark Dice says whatever, and he's like all cagey, saying that, you know, that what's really going on with the Candace Owens and many other of these tensions that they're not talking about. And he's saying that they're saying things in code. Is that what they're really talking about is the American Israel Public Affairs Committee PAC, which is a dominant, this is, I guess, what he's implying, is that they are exceptionally powerful in D.C., one of the most powerful PACs out there, like the NRA.
Yeah.
But unlike the NRA that everybody knows about, and of course the left likes to always point out about how too powerful they are, but this is a similar PAC that you're not supposed to talk about to show the influence, and or it dovetails into the so-called trope that the Jews control the world, right? Which kind of, with Hollywood, they control Hollywood and the media, which for some reason is just supposedly an insult and it's a problem. So bringing up this pact with the influence it has, I guess the way they're trying to not have people talk about it is to say, if you mention how powerful they are, then you're adding to the stereotype that they control the world, hence you can't talk about it, which is a very interesting circular logic. I never even heard that this was a thing, showing, I guess, my ignorance on it. Mark Dice is the only one bringing it up. So what do you know about them going further? I mean, this is...
You know, it's always, you know. I mean, because you know. Because you better know. Because if you don't know, then you don't know. But the... when I did CNN, if you just put in CNN Ernest Hancock, it'll blow up all over the place. And it was with Rick Sanchez, and it was on, you know, gun rights thing, black man with the AR-15, which is Chris, our friend that was here when Obama came and spoke, and we were going on about gun rights when they, yeah, this is really about Obamacare, and you're at the wrong rally kind of thing, and we got all the attention, you know, that kind of crap. So anyway, so during that, when I did Rick Sanchez, which used to be one of the main hosts on CNN, we did our, like, supposed to be 2-3 minutes, wound up being like a whole segment, you know, like 8-10 minutes or something, and came out all right, you know, pretty good on it, because they didn't anticipate us being open about whatever. Well, Right after that, he got fired, okay? And I'm going, yep, didn't work out.
Wait. That host got fired right after that?
Yeah, but it wasn't, It wasn't because of me, okay? I don't think.
Okay.
I mean, it didn't help, okay?
But I certainly hope it wasn't a Jeffrey Toobin episode either.
Well, this is what, I don't know what that is. Okay, so this is what happened.
That was the guy that was actually masturbating on the FaceTime call with all the CNN people. Remember that?
Oh, that's a minimum job requirement for these guys. He's got a job.
And they still hired him back.
Right, of course they did. Anyway, of course they did. So then I remember he was on some show. I think he was on a talk show where he wasn't on CNN. And Jon Stewart of The Daily Show, I guess, is Jewish, okay? So he's, they said something. He goes, I don't know what you guys are all bitching about. This is Rick Sanchez. He goes, I don't know what you guys are all bitching about. You know, the Jews control all media anyway, you know? And I go, oh, well, he's not going to be long for the world on that one. Boom! And he's gone, okay? Because he thought he could say it because he's all that, you know. But you guys, he goes, I don't know what you're complaining about. The Jews run Hollywood and the news anyway. So he was targeted at, you know, some criticism that Jon Stewart was doing. When he said that, man, you could count the seconds, you know, and he's done, okay? So that was a real life, personal, I saw it happen, paying attention kind of thing. And I'm going, okay, I definitely don't do that, you know. And the Arizona Breakfast Club used to be a touchstone for every, even Janet Napolitano, every congressman, U.S. senator, whatever. You had to go speak at the Arizona Breakfast Club or you weren't going to make it. It was in their Rolodex. That was what was going to happen. And but then when it started getting a little too libertarian, a little too freedom, a little too close to the bone, a little bit not, and then they had one of their treasurer guys that would collect the money at the front, was a militia guy, and they said, ah, see, they're anti-Semitic. And they labeled them anti-Semitic, and all of a sudden, boom, there's our Breakfast Club. You know, they were not allowed, whatever. You didn't have to go speak at them anymore. So that's when, you know, not long after that it was passed to me. Well, if they're going to give you the label, you know, own up to it, man. Let's go be all freedom and kick some butt. So then it kind of bit him in the butt anyway. So this is, that's why I called it the third rail Israel. When I first started doing radio in 03, I go, the third rail Israel, here we go. And I bring in, you know, the Zionist of America, one of the officers of whatever the heck, and have them explain it to me. Then later, when Charles and I were over at Air America, I said, you know, you want to talk? I got a guy. You know, boom. Charles started interviewing him, have him come on and do that. So you just go directly. You go to their strength. You know, you beat it. Oh, get their weakness. No. You go at their strength. Once you beat them there, the rest is just a mop-up operation. Okay, that was the L. Neil Smith thing. You know, it's just a mop-up operation. So you bring them head-on, explain to me how you are owed, we are obligated to support Israel, go to third freaking world nuclear war, you know, for Israel. You know, explain that to me. You know, I just need to know what the deal is. Well, it's because they freaking own us. You give them gazillions of dollars in foreign aid, and all they need is, you know, half a gazillion to buy Congress, and they get their full gazillion later. And then it's just a good investment, you know? So that's what Epstein was about. You're not going to get Epstein's client list. And if you do, which they're starting to leak out of whatever, it's going to be, you know, the not-so-important people. The last people they ever going to put on that list that you're going to find out about are all the congressmen and everything. Then when they did the $300 million FBI gets their new building, which is, are you freaking kidding me? How did they manage that? Well, that same day, they went and they raided some big brothel that has all of these, you know, surveillance tapes and everything, all these politicians and businessmen, whatever, in Washington that go into the brothel. And they're going, well,
We have this here, right here, a video of how say you vote, Mr. Congress or woman congressman, whatever, you know. So, of course, they're going to get what they're going to get. There is no fixing this. It's not fixable. It's done. All right, we'll get more on that. Let's finish, you know, through get through the top.
So wait, I want to ask you a question. This is just, you know, never really have this conversation. Why is it that the Jewish community or those in charge have such they have this recoiling, firing, canceling attitude for just stating that Jews are, you know, controlling certain industries?
Because they're controlling certain industries.
No, wait, I want to sound so obtuse about it. I'm not that clueless. I'm sure they'd rather have it under wraps for different reasons. But I'd like to you explore that a little bit because, my God, we hear all day how, you know, the Christians run the country and white people run the country and other groups. You hear this stuff all the time. And, you know, whether it's good or bad, what have you. But, if anything, the argument is that the Jewish community has been very successful. I mean, we see what a minority of a minority they are. You compare them to the black minority or Hispanic minority, and to have such a small group of people be so successful, to sit there and be brilliant enough to realize, no, this idea of this moving picture thing of the Zoetrope back in the day, you know what, there could be a future here, and we could actually tell stories and put our messages in. I mean, it's media, it's propaganda, whatever. I mean, whatever you want to look at it, they saw things ahead of time. And I mean, you know, I mean, if anything, it's smart decisions, right? You can argue that. Why is it that they're so defensive to hide in the shadows and then cancel people so violently, in essence, or at least abruptly?
Because secrecy is an enormous percentage part of their power. Because if you don't know where, why, what, it's always going to come focus at. And this is where Nazi Germany, they were going, it's the Jews did it, you know, damn Jews, you know, that kind of stuff. And I'm like, they don't care, you know, that doesn't even enter into it. Then you're collectivizing blame or something. That, you know, but if all the guys running, ruling the planet happen to be Jewish, you're going, okay, you know, there's that. But I don't care. You know, that's not the point. It doesn't mean all Jews or all black, all whites, all whatever. That's just a lazy way of working, looking at it.
Agree.
And so I look at it and I go, they, them, those. The ones that aren't leaving me alone. Who are they? Don't know, don't care. But when you find them, they're not. You can recognize them by their fruits. And they're not leaving you alone. And they are lying, cheating, stealing, whatever. And, well, who's they, Ernie? The ones who won't leave me alone. You know, I'm not checking whether they're circumcised or not. I don't care. You know, it doesn't make any difference to me. So this is a whole big, is it true? Is it, you know, a higher proportion of it? Well, you know, no more than bankers. Well, they're all Jewish. Well, whatever. You know, it's their interest aligned, and then they're going to create a cabal. They're going to create a group. They're going to create a support structure. So what a lot of people have, if I convert to Judaism and change my name, can I be in the, you know, I get rich crowd? You know, okay, I'll do that. I mean, you know, it's just, doesn't matter. It's they, them, those. So that's why
I just understand why it's such a big deal to make it secret, because if you push it into
because
the
it's
shadows,
a secret.
You're adding to the stereotype of a cabal. I mean, you're literally just creating the thing that you claim.
And
is, I mean,
they don't care. You know, this is, I tell you, it's just how it's done. This is the when you see Bill Clinton and all the captains of industry and any and everybody they can get to go be their, you know, grand new world order, World Economic Forum junior achievement people. And then you have Bilderberg and I Know the Secret Handshake. And then you got the Jewish banking of the blah, 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 blah. You put all that together and you got a overlapping Venn diagram of common interest of the people are sheep. You know, we're not here to serve the rights of the individual. We're here to protect the nation state. You know, America and her interests, whatever the heck that is. So this, see, that's why I'm always going, America's interest was freedom for the people. You know, you want to be freedom for somebody else or people around the world, be a good example here. You know, that's, you want to be a light unto the world, be a light, you freaking scumbags. So this is not where it's going. Because they always
overreach. They, because they do, because they need to, they have to, they have to. The big lie, and you know, saying, well, the Jews are so what? Propagandist? You know, where do you think they learned it with film and propaganda? Nazi Germany! It was used against them. Or maybe they did it against them to have it to be against them so they could have somebody against them. But, you know, this is 1400 level chess if I don't care. You know, that's why, as I did the deep dive on a lot of this stuff, because if you want to see the machine in order, look at election law. You look at what they do with elections. How, that was where I dipped my toe, and man, I got sucked in the rabbit hole on that real quick. And then I didn't understand how they got away with a lot of this stuff. They do compartmentalization and so on, and just corrupt people making money. But I go, somebody has to know. Well, there was a kind of this, you know, blind eye moral defense from the Republicans, and you'd be amazed at what was the justification in their minds that let them get away. Well, at least we save one life kind of thing. It was election fraud for Republicans, backed up by a lot of the Catholic money, Catholic services, Catholic social service. Catholic gets, you know, they were like a, you know, the domestic other side of the Jewish going to Israel thing, you know? And I'm going, what the crap? It was abortion. If we could, you know, twist the election a little bit to elect more pro-life Republicans, then, you know, that's okay. You know, God won't smite us, you know, if we do a little election fraud to save the babies. And I saw that a lot. That was, it was an election fraud thing in the name of pro-life, kind of let it slide a little bit. So I kind of got that feeling a lot. And I'm like, wow, well, if they're doing it, well, everybody else doing it. You know, it's like if you can create a fraud, if you can create, you know, you got in the county recorder, the election counting of the legislator, of do the little mail-in voting of the whatever the hell thing, well, then it's up for bid, you know? You got a bunch of, you know, women in Atlanta, Georgia going, yep, it costs this much. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. So I've seen enough of it to see, yep, it's all manipulated and controlled. Why? Because that's where the power is. You want to find where the money goes, look for where the power is. The power to put people in office. The power of people in office to enact different tax regulations, statutes, laws, you know, national non-compete tariffs with whatever company or country of who gives a crap. It's the power. You see the power to make these kinds of changes. I guarantee the money goes there to control the power. Okay? It's just the way government works. It's the way collectivism works. Centralization of power works. This is so expected. FDA, CDC, WHO, the pharma, big bombs for big, you know, military industrial complex, big information, big tech, surveillance of whatever the crap.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.